radiocity.co.uk. And actually, we've got one of those issues we're going to kick off with right now, because Andrea Deary joins us on the programme from Blackburn House. Now, Blackburn House Nursery provides childcare places to families in Liverpool city centre and the surrounding areas. They run a 36-place nursery in Liverpool 8 and have 64 children on roll at the moment, 33 of which are funded through Liverpool City Council. But they've written an open letter, to the government, to councillors, to MPs, to really give them a sense of where they should be at in regard to the job retention scheme. Let's have a chat with Andrea now, because she joins us on the programme. Andrea, how are you? Thanks for speaking to us on the programme.
I'm good, thanks, mate. Thanks for giving us some time to talk about this issue.
Hey, not a problem at all. So, I mean, I've spoken to many politicians in regard to this one, and the fear throughout was that although this was a comprehensive scheme from the government, they said that there were many, many millions of people who would be kept afloat, if you like, by various different schemes, there would always be people that fall through the cracks. And from your experience, yeah, from a nursery point of view, your nursery and nurseries like yours are falling through the cracks. Tell us why you don't apply, or what you found as you've tried to apply for these, yeah, various different schemes.
Great, thanks, mate. So when the coronavirus job retention scheme was first launched, we were told that all staff could be furloughed. And in addition to that, we will be getting some local authority funding for those free funded places. So on that basis, over a month ago, we did our financial planning, projections, contingency plans, all around that. The sector's underfunded anyway. We've had our funding cut off over the last few years. So off the back of that, we thought, right, okay, well, we might be able to scrape through and survive on the basis that we can furlough all our staff. We didn't have enough key workers to remain open, so we furloughed them. And actually, at Blackburn House, we committed to paying our staff 100% as long as funds would apply, because we know that those families are in low-paid wages, and this pandemic has hit people in so many ways. And then last Friday evening, 2 days before the furlough scheme opened where we could claim some money back, the government put out a communication to say that if you're in receipt of local authority funding, you've got to cut your staff that you can put through on furlough. So for us, that meant that 30% of our staff, we had to take off that. And that's probably about £4,000 a month. And over the 2 to 3 months that we'll be down, it's a significant amount in terms of the impact on nurseries.
So presumably this will be money, income that you would receive would be from parents who would be, yeah, paying. But obviously that's been taken away from you too.
Yeah, because we took the decision not to bill parents throughout this process. It's unfair. Again, you can't. Some nurseries are taking that choice, but we haven't, because it's unfair to ask parents to pay for a service that they haven't got. And of course, those families are probably impacted by loss of wages and job cuts, etc. So we're not billing for that. So we've lost a significant proportion of our private income, and we were still getting local authority funding. And as I said, that local authority funding wasn't enough in the first place.
So as things stand, Andrea, how are you expecting to move forward over the next month? What will happen? What will happen as, yeah, things stand?
I mean, it's really difficult for us, because I think, like many other nurseries, what we're doing is we are deferring a load of our payments. So our VAT, our tax, our PAYE, any payments that we can defer, we're pushing into the long grass. So when this comes out of it, we'll be full of debts. We might not be able to satisfy paying all our staff 100%. We might have to look at funding around that. Worst case scenarios for us and other nurseries is that we will have to lay off staff, and there'll be closures to nurseries, which would be absolutely disastrous for the sector and for regaining rebuilding the economy when we get out of this lockdown.
What's being said? Are there similar nurseries to yours, sizes and scales to yours, that are finding themselves in similar situations? You're finding you're in a unique situation, or are there other organisations like yours right across the country who are facing the same conundrum?
This is a national issue. All day nurseries, a lot of them are small, privately owned. They haven't got the collateral, or we're not a cash rich sector. We do this for the love of the children and the community. You know, people don't come to work in nursery roles for the love of the money. It's a real community effort, and we are finding that nurseries all over the country will be in dire straits. We were anyway, because of the cost of funding anyway. So if this continues and the government don't reverse the decision to let us furlough all our staff, I think this is going to have disastrous consequences nationally.
What are those conversations like with staff when there's uncertainty? Oh, there seems to be certainty, then that certainty was taken away from you. They must be very difficult conversations to have with people who are members of the community, who've got bills to pay, who've got families to feed.
Yeah, I mean, we're just trying to do our best for everybody concerned, trying to balance the books. We look after the finances in Blackburn House as well. We're part of a bigger organisation, so we're just juggling to make sure that we can make ends meet. We don't want the staff to have to worry about it. That's something that we're taking on the chin. But, you know, we need to keep them informed of what we're doing. There's been a petition through the org.change online, so we've been getting in touch with our staff, our parents. Loads of people are behind us because the nursery is the beating heart of the community. If we don't have this service available when all this is over and those children can't come back to nursery settings that they are familiar with and they feel safe with, this is just going to be not only an economic disaster but a mental health disaster for those families as well.
And I think as well, it's that slightly odd situation because of the nature of this coronavirus, that once we get out of this situation, the need for services like yours will be there exactly as they are there at the moment.
Yeah.
So we'll expect, you know, open our doors and drop our kids off in these sorts of places. And they're not going to be there because bills haven't been paid, buildings have had to be shut, staff levels have had to be reduced, and then suddenly we don't have the same service. So we're in this sort of like floating period where certainty isn't there. And this is, you know, across many different sectors at the moment. But, you know, as was proven by Brexit and a million and one different things, we all need certainty. We need to know where we're going to be in a month's time, in 2 months' time, to plan ourselves personally, to work out where our kids are going to be. But of course, if you're running a business, absolutely, you need to know that your business is going to be there. The doors are open so you can get moving once again.
Yeah, I mean, they say that the nursery and the childcare sector is the fourth emergency service. And they're dead right. You know, people can't survive without us. And we are desperate to get back to work. The nursery staff that work with us are desperately missing the children, and the children are missing them as well. So we just need to get back to normal. But I am concerned about when we come out of lockdown, about how that's going to work. You know, we're literally doing short-term cash flow planning at the moment because we don't know what the longer term is going to be like. So, and, you know, you're in a scenario where when we come back from lockdown, we're going to have to apply social distancing. We won't be able to open our doors and let everybody flood back in. We're going to have to manage that through. That's going to be a challenge in itself, managing staff ratios, costs to a half full nursery. So, you know, these are the things that are keeping us awake at night. Never mind the bigger impact on all the other nurseries.
The open letter's been out there for about 24 hours now. Have you had response from ministers, from the government?
No, checked in with our chief executive, Claire Dove, who sent the letter on our behalf. And no, not a peep as of yet. So, you know, we've seen a bit. The National Day Nursery Alliance and the Early Years Alliance, who are the national nursery governance, are really pushing government for this, asking them to retract and backtrack against that decision they made. It's not even this time last week. It was last Friday night. So, sadly, no, we haven't had any feedback. We're not even getting any access to any grants that are available. So I know some of the other, Blackburn House has got a catering facility, so we should be able to access some hospitality grants. But the nursery sector's literally had, you can get your local authority funding and you can get furlough, but you have to reduce your furlough for the value of your local authority funding. So it just doesn't seem fair when it's a poorly funded sector anyway.
Yeah, and I was going to say that, you know, that there were many questions that were raised about the viability of the sector well before coronavirus was even a thing. And I think, as we've found with many different sectors and many different industries at the moment, in many ways, we're now dealing with, in some cases, years of underfunding, years of unanswered questions about where funding was coming from. And I think, I know the budget was spending money for the first time, the budget just gone, but that wasn't yet finding its way into the system. Then suddenly this thing has come around and created a whole heap of uncertainty.
Yeah, we haven't been on a level playing field at the outset. I mean, a couple of years ago, we had our funding cut for our special education needs and our staff CPD. And, you know, we've got to continually refresh resources to make sure that the children have got the right play tools available to them. And also, you know, keeping the right staff is really important to us at Blackburn House. We've got a fantastic team who tirelessly work to make sure those children, you know, we don't just babysit your children, we develop them and make sure that they're, you know, great little human beings. And so it's really important for us about staff retention. It's hard to recruit the right people. It's hard to keep the right people. It's hard to pay them the right wage. And if, you know, if other nurseries are having to lose staff, then when that child comes back to that childcare setting with different faces, they're not going to settle in. And could you imagine if nurseries close and that parent's going to have to take that child to another setting? Could you imagine taking your child to a whole new nursery or childcare provider? The disruption that that would cause is going to be horrendous.
In terms of deadlines on this one, Andrea, do you need to know like an answer like yesterday as to whether or not the government can move on this one? Is it in terms of your planning, you're obviously trying to make things work at the moment. How quickly do you need to know something?
Well, it should have been yesterday or as soon as the announcement came out. Basically, we've paid our staff today. So payroll's gone in. We're making our furlough claim today and we're deducting staff costs from that furlough as we speak. So we are already going to be out of pocket. So really, we want the government to come back and retract that statement and pay us the full furlough as soon as possible. And if your listeners can get onto the petition that is out there on the org.co, we've got about 145,000 signatures on that at the moment, and it needs 150,000. So we'll get the links up on our Blackburn House website as well. Brilliant. And on all our social media feeds.
And you said that was a change.org petition, is that right?
It's org change, isn't it?
But I tell you petition. What, if you get it up on your social media, we'll get that up on ours as well, so that we can send people the links to that and they can support you as and when they get an opportunity. Thank you for your time, Andrea. Hopefully we'll have a catch up in a few weeks, maybe just find out where we're up to as well. It's strange, the government are kind of responding in different ways now. In some cases, they're spotting a big, you know, crack in the pavement and they're filling it in straight away. In other cases, there seems to be, again, huge holes that are continuing to emerge. If we get a government response, absolutely, we'll let you know as well. And we wish you all the best with the nursery, but also to your staff and to those incredible children as well you look after. Thank you for your time today. Appreciate you joining us on the programme.
Thanks, Mick. Really appreciate you shining a light on it and hopefully give you some good news in a couple of weeks.
Fingers crossed. Andrea Deary from Blackburn House on Radio City Talk. It's 11:44. We'll get the details up on our social.